passenger. I ride and I ride. I ride you out the city backside. I see the stars come out of the sky.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if listening to Don talk about the U.S. Virgin Islands did not get you ready to go traveling, Olivia, I don't know what is going to do that unless we talk about some very specific places to stay and some other Caribbean destinations.
Well, I'm always ready to travel, Anita.
Now, one of my favorite places to stay are the Palace Resorts. I love them because they just, you know, they offer a very luxury experience, very reasonable. You can have a great stay. You know, it's a really great time. I've stayed at several of them. But, you know, instead of me talking about them, I have a good buddy that I want to bring on. And that's Annabelle Romero. And she is the business development manager for the Southeast region. So that covers the Atlanta area and the Gainesville area, Far Palace Resorts and LeBlanc Spa Resorts. And, you know, she's just a wealth of information. So I think she should come and tell us all about everything that there is to do at the Palace Resort. So welcome to the show, Annabelle.
Thanks, Anita. Happy to be on. Thanks for inviting me here to talk a little bit more about our properties.
Absolutely. Well, you know that I'm a fan, so I want you to tell everyone, you know, why I'm such a fan of the Palace Resort. So just give us an overview, because I know there's more than one.
Definitely. So as you said, our brand, we have seven different resorts in the Cancun area, the east coast of Mexico down to Riviera Maya, Playa del Carmen area, and we also have one property in Ocho Rios, Jamaica. So like you said, we offer a luxury experience for guests, of course, people that are traveling for honeymoon or even family reunions. You know, vacations are a memorable experience, so we like to make sure that we offer that. We are, like I said, located in the East Coast of Mexico. We have seven different properties to choose from. So depending what you want your experience to be, whether you want it to be romantic or you want it to be active with a lot to do, we have a little something for everyone. Like I said, we have our Jamaica property, which is family friendly. This resort has a lots and lots to do for every age range and all sorts of personalities. It's located right in the heart of Ocho Rios, and there you have a lot to do on property and a lot to do in the surrounding areas because it's very nearby all of the tours, the excursions, and the most popular things that there are to do in Ocho Rios. So again, in the resort, we have lots to do, such as even a nightclub, a kids club, a teens lounge. We have a variety of different restaurants with different cuisines, like seafood to international to steakhouses and things like that. All of our other properties are similar in a way that we offer a great value with the initial lead-in category. So depending what room you book, all of the rooms include a double whirlpool. They include complimentary Wi-Fi, complimentary phone calls. You also have 24-hour room service. And best of all, we have a $1,500 resort credit that comes along with each room.
Tell us a little bit more about what that room credit, that resort credit is all about. That sounds fantastic. $1,500.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. So not only do we include all the small things that you don't think about when you're booking a vacation, but when you get there, you think about, wait, I need Wi-Fi. Let me purchase it. We include it. We also include the resort credit. So if you'd like to go on a tour, we include that within the resort credit. We have certain inclusions with tours, such as in Jamaica, for example, we have Mystic Mountain. In Mexico, we offer Chichen Itza, which is one of the seven world wonders. And you can use this credit, kind of like Monopoly money, to use on the different tours. Not only on tours, but also you can use your resort credit on spa, on even wedding collections if you're looking for a destination wedding, the salon, golf. We also have a golf course in one of our Mexico properties. So the value is definitely all included, if you want to put it that way. We really include everything.
Well, let me ask you this question because, you know, I know I get this question a lot. I'm sure you do, too. And that is, what does all-inclusive mean? Can I leave my wallet at home and not have to worry about pulling it out for anything while I'm staying at your property?
Well, when traveling, I personally don't recommend anyone leave their wallet at home. However, you can say that you don't have to pull your wallet out yet. The only thing you pay is a 16% tax on the resort credit used. So if you stay in a resort, which most resorts do not have this type of offer, and you do all these tours and you spend $1,000 on these tours and the spa and activities on property, with us, you're only paying $160, which is the tax. So you're saving a good amount of money there. Not only is that why we think we're all inclusive, but also because we offer food and drinks all included. Also, the a la carte formal restaurants are included, which usually those come at an extra cost with other all inclusives that I've seen. With us, everything is definitely included.
Now, I know some of your properties are called Grand. So is there a difference between those properties that are called Palace Grand and the others that do not have the Grand designation?
Not necessarily. We have two properties that have Grand in the name. The Jamaica property, it's just by coincidence that it's called Jamaica Grand. However, we have a new property that opened this week called the Grand. And in that, within that property, there is a difference, which is a little bit higher luxury. The rooms are larger, and the rooms include an added value like concierge amenities. So we have a pillow menu in each room, an aromatherapy menu in each room that is all included. So there's not necessarily a difference between Grand properties. The one opening this week, there is a difference with within all the other resorts. It's a little bit more luxury family.
Now, if you guys are just joining us, I'm talking with Annabelle Romero, who is the business development manager for the Palace Resorts. Now, Annabelle, let me ask you this, though, because the location of most of your properties that I've been to are on the beach. So are all of your properties right on the ocean?
Yes, actually. All of our properties have an ocean front. The only one that does not have a beach is Cozumel Palace, but it is still oceanfront, and that's because that property is very popular with scuba divers and snorkelers. So we have we don't have a walk-up beach, but we do have an oceanfront property, an oceanfront in that resort.
Now, you mentioned some of the different activities. Can you specify a little bit more what some of those actually are? Are there water sports that people can participate in? Because I know that's very popular when people go to the Caribbean. They definitely want to do those water sports. So what all can people do?
Definitely. So most of our activities with resort credit include the main tours that people like to do, the popular activities. If you're looking for water sports, we have, for example, an inclusion with Wet n Wild for Moon Palace. We also have water jets in our resorts that you can use with your resort credit. And we also include non-motorized water sports at a complimentary cost. So definitely lots to do, including even a dolphin experience in the Jamaica property. The dolphins are right on property, so it's very convenient.
Fantastic. Now give us a website, because I want everyone to go take a look at the pictures, because that will definitely get you wanting to come as well, if all of your descriptions have not. So what's a great website?
Definitely. Well, our website is www.palaceresorts.com. And once you're in there, you can take a look at any of our amazing properties, depending where you want to go. If you'd like adults only, family friendly, you can choose on the website.
Well, thank you so much, Annabelle. This has been fantastic. I'm ready to go back. I was recently in Jamaica, and I'm ready to go back again, but I could close my eyes and just pick. I'd love to go to either one of them. So thanks so much for coming on and sharing with us.
Thank you, Anita, for letting me give you a little bit more information on our great properties.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, we're going to take a break right here. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Another great destination. It's not in the Caribbean, but it's a great destination for spring break, for summer vacations, also winter and fall. You can contact Olivia or even me if you're interested in checking out the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. You can start by checking out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. This is Travel Bags with Anita. We'll be back in just a few minutes.